This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers, if you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A man accused of destroying a large U.S. flag at Old Town Junction in Saginaw was arrested this week at a protest in Ann Arbor. The February incident, caught on surveillance video, showed the suspect lowering and damaging a flag, which also caused harm to a nearby vehicle. Restaurant staff helped identify him by sharing details and offering a reward online, leading Saginaw police to issue a warrant. The suspect, Christian Grant, was detained during a demonstration at the University of Michigan, then transferred to Saginaw and arraigned on a felony property destruction charge. The restaurant replaced the $2,000 flag, supported by community donations. Grant was released on bond. No charges have been announced from the Ann Arbor protest. The Michigan State Police Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division is hosting its fifth annual coat drive October 20th through November 27th, collecting new and gently used coats and cold weather gear for local distribution. Community members can drop off donations at the Michigan State Police Carroll Post, located at 1485 Cleaver Road in Carroll, or the Tri-City Post at 2402 Salzburg Road in Freeland during standard business hours. A 47-year-old Mount Pleasant man was found dead in the Chippewa River at Island Park early Sunday morning. Police discovered the body after responding to a report of a person floating in the water near 331 North Main Street at 8:22 a.m. Authorities say foul play is not suspected, but the investigation is ongoing. The Isabella County Medical Examiner's Office will evaluate the death, and several police and emergency agencies assisted at the scene. Anyone with information is urged to contact Mount Pleasant Police Anonymous Tip Line at 989-779-9111 or Central Dispatch at 989-773-1000. No further details have been released while the case remains under investigation. And we'll be back right after this.
At McKenzie Jewelers, we believe every piece of jewelry holds a unique story. Whether it's a symbol of love, a celebration of a milestone, or simply to treat yourself. At McKenzie Jewelers, we're here to help you find something truly special. From classic diamond studs to elegant stackable bands and show-stopping necklaces, our collection has something to fit every occasion and every budget. Each piece is hand-picked for its exceptional quality, beauty, and timeless appeal. With McKenzie Jewelers, it's not just about jewelry. It's about creating lasting memories with personalized service and a team dedicated to finding something that comes from your heart. You won't just leave with a purchase, you'll leave with a cherished keepsake. Visit us today. We're located on the north side of Bad Axe or go to mckenziejewelers.com and let us be part of your unforgettable moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, now proud to say celebrating 40 years of serving our community.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news. President Trump is set to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in South Korea this week. Officials from both countries say they're close to finalizing a new trade deal, aiming to ease economic tensions. The talks are expected to address tariffs and rare earth exports. Financial markets responded positively, with stock futures rising ahead of the summit. Trump's Asia trip also includes stops in Malaysia and Japan, and talks are watched worldwide as both sides seek a breakthrough. And China reported that military bombers recently flew near Taiwan for confrontation drills. The action comes just ahead of a summit between U.S. and Chinese leaders. Taiwan officials denounced the move as provocative. Regional tensions remain high in the Asia-Pacific, and military analysts are watching closely for further developments. Diplomacy is expected to be a key topic at the upcoming summit. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And McKenzie Jewelers, if you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
Are you looking for a premium used vehicle that comes with a powertrain warranty? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. I have a great selection of SUVs right now and a van that you need to come take for a test drive before they're gone. First up is the 2022 GMC Acadia SLT. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has heated and cooled seats, heated steering wheel, navigation, dual moonroof, power liftgate, lane keep assist, collision detection, backup camera, remote start, and a 3.6-liter V6 with 109,000 miles. I'm asking $22,380. I also have a 2020 Chevy Traverse. It's all-wheel drive and has heated cloth seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, power liftgate, backup camera, and automatic brakes. It's powered by a 3.6 V6 with 93,000 miles. I'm asking $23,480. I also have a 2018 Lincoln MKC that's all-wheel drive. It has heated seats, both front and rear, a heated steering wheel, memory seats, automatic wipers, and remote start. It only has 46,000 miles, and I'm asking just $19,980. And last up is a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT with stow-and-go seats, power liftgate, heated leather seats, and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth, backup camera, and remote start. It has 87,000 miles, and I'm asking $16,580.
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Site and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.